us largely dry throughout much of this week. With sunshine, a quick warm-up today, we should be close to 90 at lunchtime, 95 for the high this afternoon. Clear tonight, Terlo 69, 94 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 63 degrees, southwest wind at 3 miles per hour. 7:34 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS, and it's Monday morning. That means time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you both doing?
Well, good. We're both here. We're both, you know, we're doing well.
Could be worse.
We're not sick. We're doing fine. And what's your assessment right now? Where are we on the pandemic here in Wichita?
You know, so last week we saw the numbers dip under 10% as far as positive, those who were tested the positive rate. And then it bumped up, and it really made me nervous until I realized that it was the numbers from the jail that were put in, which, you know, still isn't good to be back up over 10%, but that means it wasn't due to community spread. So it looks like we're heading down. If you took out the jail numbers, it brought us to about 9.5%. We've seen for the last 2 weeks a decrease in hospitalizations, which is good. And those are the big indicators is, you know, are we using up hospital beds, and not so much how many people are testing positive, but what percentage out of those testing are actually positive. So we're heading in the right direction. It's slow. It's incredibly slow and difficult to watch. It's like buying pretty much a bad stock, right? Like you're waiting for it to move, and you know, we'll get there. We're doing the right thing.
So I looked at the jail numbers. And I thought, God, that's a lot of people. And yet, from what we know, it seems like none of them went to the. Looks like none of them went to the hospital. So it kind of indicates what a crazy, crazy virus this is. For some people, it's really, really serious, and other people, it's like nothing. So that's one of the tough parts to me.
So it'd be really interesting, and maybe you know, as Mayor, I can make some calls and find out. There are some studies right now that are showing it, and we're still learning about this thing, right? Like. It's a novel virus. We've never seen this strand in humans before. But we're learning more about it. Well, in one of my like online trainings a few weeks ago, they presented studies that show that if you have a mask, you're likely to get a smaller dosage of this if you still contract this with a mask on, which means you likely won't go to the hospital or won't need hospitalization or have just get hit as hard with this thing as you could without a mask. So I'm really interested to know if the inmates had masks on, you know, like, and they still caught it because you really can't social distance in jail. You know, like, I'm sure that the proper procedures weren't followed that can be followed outside of jail. But if they were wearing masks and then it results in people got it, but it was a mild or low dose of it, or, you know, where they didn't, maybe were more asymptomatic, that would be really interesting to examine. And also the ages. You know, we all know that if you're younger and you contract this, you're less likely, although not completely unlikely, but less likely to actually have really bad effects of it. And when you get older, that's when this thing gets pretty serious.
Somebody very close to me has had two tests done. One got the result back in 11 days, and then more recently got the results back in 3 days. But that seems to me to be a problem. I mean, we can't test test quickly and get it back quickly. I know at KU they're trying to test everybody on campus, but it'd be helpful if we could have some tests like that. That were quick.
Oh, it's going to be a game changer. We're the county, I think, is partnering with Wichita State. I don't know a lot of the details with it, but I think they are trying to move into saliva testing and rapid testing. That's going to be a game changer. I've been tested 4 times, and it's kind of strange where, you know, you monitor symptoms and that, you know, you get the results. It's like, oh, thanks. So 2 weeks ago, I didn't have this, you know, and it feels outdated. But, you know, we're coming into flu season, and one of the interesting, terrible things, interesting, as they right, because everything's interesting in 2020. Nothing's terrible anymore. It's just all normal. Is we're going to have flu season, and we're going to see a rush on coronavirus testing because the symptoms, although coronavirus isn't the flu, the symptoms are very similar. So if you have the flu and you have kind of coronavirus on your mind and you call 211 to get a test, your symptoms will qualify you for a coronavirus test even though you just have the flu. So now health experts are recommending that, you know, we all get flu shots, even if, you know, even if you're someone who normally doesn't get one, because hopefully we won't have a run on testing. But also, we don't know what this thing will do if you have the flu and you have the coronavirus at the same time, because they all are two different viruses, and they both are respiratory. So, you know, I'm a little worried, flu season coming up, if we don't kind of step up our technology when it comes to the fast testing, we could wind up really just having a rush on the system we currently have, having people out of work longer because they have the flu, but they think they have corona. I mean, it could just wind up being a mess. So I think the county's doing the right thing by trying to speed that up.
Well, then, and the school's going back in session, and bless their hearts, as many precautions as they can possibly take, they will. But you still have this worry that if those kids all get together, there's going to be an outbreak. Oh, there's going to be an outbreak or two, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and that's when we see that happening anytime people are getting together. Yeah, like, that's coming out of church groups, coming out of, you know, public gatherings. The big thing with the young folks is there are young folks with underlying health conditions that that don't handle coronavirus well. And so young folks aren't completely invincible, but we're really more worried about, and this is all in the school board's realm, by the way. So as mayor, I don't have any say on this, but I just have an opinion. More worried about the young folks who catch this, don't really know they have it because, you know, their bodies are fighting it off. And while they're contagious, you know, going and seeing grandma. I mean, that's one of the problems with our kids where, you know, you can't social distance from grandma. You know, you going to tell my three-year-old that? Like, no way. You know, if he had this and he's going to go hug grandma and, you know, get his spit kisses all over her. Yeah, it's anyway, so that's one of the problems is not so much the clusters with people who aren't showing symptoms, but how does that spread throughout the community?
You know, just at some time after the first year, Shelly, my wife, had a little sniffles, you know, just something, thought it was a cold or something. It lingered for a while, and I thought I was starting to get, I just wonder if both of us may have had it, and just because you just, you know, because just like I say, the symptoms are so varied, we may have already had it. Who knows?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's common where, you know, where people go donate blood right now, and if you donate blood, they'll, sometimes they'll send you results of a, the antibody test.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, there are folks who might have it. I had a someone who cut my hair. I think I've had like one haircut this year. She had it, didn't know, wanted to get tested, kind of exaggerated her symptoms, and then they tested her, and she was shocked that she was positive. But, you know, really she felt she got tested because she was exposed to it, not so much like someone who was positive, not so much because she had terrible symptoms. So it was kind of shocking to her. She thought she was just kind of, you know, playing it safe, and turns out she had it. And then if she didn't know that the person she was around had it, she would never have gotten a test, would never have known that she had it. She told me she thought, I thought it was just hungover is what she said.
okay.
So the, you know, she had hangover symptoms, and then in the end, it turns out she had the coronavirus. So,
wow.
But you know, in her profession, she wore a mask, and you know, when she's around people, so it kind of gets back to that research that I mentioned where I'm wondering if there are people who are getting it, but since they're wearing a mask, they're getting a small dosage of it, you know, which means that they're getting through it, thinking it's allergies or something. And the good part is hopefully they're getting some immunity out of it. So we'll see.
Well,
we got, you know, medical science is
we got a new world
right now. So
new
hopefully
world.
We'll get
with a lot of new questions and not many answers. So
that's right. Hopefully we'll get some of those answers.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We appreciate it. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, Mondays with the Mayor, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Very good.
Now our buddy Matt Goolsby with today's retirement tip, sponsored by Market Advisory Group.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. It's time to run.